From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a proposal to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. The EU would pay Turkey to take back migrants who do not qualify for asylum in Greece. Tens of thousands of others would be spread out evenly across the EU. Difficult negotiations to get Turkey to ratify the proposal may be ahead. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and the border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan denies his government is supporting rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide.
But over the past months, we have conducted a review of the vast amount of information gathered by the State Department, by our intelligence community, by outside groups. And my conclusion is based on that information and on the nature of the acts reported.
Kerry says the group targets Yazidis, Christian, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. North Korea has fired another ballistic missile, coming just days after the United States imposed new sanctions on the North. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile flew 800 kilometers before crashing into the sea Friday. Earlier this week, North Korea's state media said leader Kim Jong-un ordered tests of a nuclear warhead and ballistic missiles capable of carrying warheads. This is VOA News. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani spoke about the move during a visit by the British foreign minister. Edward Uranian reports.
In the wake of Wednesday's declaration of autonomy, Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani told Arab media that he believes the historic map of the region, inherited from the 1915 Sykes-Picot Agreement between France and Britain, has finally disintegrated. He says that the reality on the ground is that borders have changed and that world powers need to take that into consideration and redraw those borders to coincide with reality. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The Islamic State group has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. The monitoring group IHS Jains says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group both in Syria and Iraq. The United Nations is appealing to the Syrian government to provide the permits needed to send humanitarian aid convoys into besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Lisa Schlein reports.
United Nations convoys have delivered desperately needed humanitarian assistance to nearly 260,000 people living in those areas of Syria since the beginning of the year. Aid agencies aim to reach more than 1 million people before the end of April. The UN, however, says it has not received permission to enter six areas, most government-controlled, where hundreds of thousands of people have received no relief supplies for more than 1 year. It is calling for the blockade of these places to be lifted. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Top U.S. defense officials say Russia's military intervention in Syria failed to achieve its stated goals and likely lowered Russia's standing in the region. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told members of the Senate Armed Services Committee Thursday, Russia prolonged the Syrian civil war and failed to focus its fight on the Islamic State group.
One thing is clear, though. Russia's entry into Syria didn't impact our campaign against ISIL. Along with our coalition partners, we're intensifying our campaign against ISIL in both Iraq and Syria, and will continue to do so until ISIL's dealt a lasting defeat.
Ash Carter. Morocco has ordered 84 United Nations peacekeepers out of the Western Sahara. It took the move after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the Moroccan presence in the territory an occupation. Morocco considers the area part of its land and accuses Mr. Ban of failing to be neutral on the matter. The foreign ministry has given the UN mission 3 days to get out. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.